there are some poems for the week in honor of Fatia, our resident poet reader. But on that note, we should probably wrap up the show for today. Thank you so much to Mila for joining me this week. It's always fun to talk about books with you. And we hope everyone out there listening has a great week filled with lots of quality reading time. We'll be back next week to talk about some more books. Until then, happy reading.
Happy reading. Bye.
Yeah. Hi, I'm Shersha Mizan from Hudson. You are listening to WGXC Accra 90.7 FM. Thank you.
Me and my arrow, straighter than narrow. Wherever we go, everyone knows it's me and my arrow.
Tune in or turn out to the July 18th edition of the Ukuleles Unleashed show on WGXC. This month it is broadcast live from the Bridge Street Theater in Catskill. Host Carmen Borgia and John Sturman are doing a reading and singing Harry Nilsson's The Point on ukuleles, and then doing their live radio show in front of an audience at the Bridge Street Theater. Admission is free to this WGXC event. Turn out or tune in to the Bridge Street Theater, 7:45 to 10 p.m. on Tuesday, July 18th at wgxc.org/listen and 90.7 FM.
WGXC underwriting support is provided in part by SunCommon, supporting vibrant communities across New York for 15 years, offering custom solar installations for homes, farms, and businesses. Information at suncommon.com.
WGXC is made possible in part by the generous ongoing support of Guillermo Rickerson of Cairo, New York. WGXC's sustaining supporters are among the station's most dedicated listeners. They care deeply about creative community radio, and their investment helps to sustain WGXC as a public platform for information, experimentation, and engagement in Greene and Columbia counties. Become a WGXC sustaining supporter today. Go to wgxc.org and click Donate. Thank you for your support.
You have the already global networks. So my argument is very simple. The present media is too large and wasteful. From now on, we should think about the more smaller media to diverse our culture and community. I have different idea on airwave. Airwave belong to the every people, everybody, not to the states or a government. Okay, I will make the transmitter now. This is Paper Tiger Radio, special radio station. Telephone number is 212-420-9045.
Pedimos que por favor reporten al 420-9045. Estamos midiendo la fuerza de esta transmisión, una nueva emisora.
Don't just listen to radio, make it.
This is great.
But I have one of the VHS
independent narrowcasting.
Less than it costs to buy a little good radio.
This is WNYU too. We're actually going over a really powerful station.
Really? Right, we're going over NYU?
Yeah, so if you can imagine, if we go on a space that's not being used, we can go even further.
Yeah. Not that there are a lot in New York. But keep you as close to the mic. guys know what to call it. We're really getting a lot of reach and a lot of distance. Nobody lives around here. Tell me if I'm going to bump into these guys. That's not them, is it?
Thank you. Rio told me he been on some positive, yeah, yeah. Lately, I just want to show up in bodies, yeah, yeah. Always been.
Admit it. You use my Old Spice body wash.
I'm not letting hotel soap near my skin. It's the lavender and mint for me.
Get that.
Savannah, if you don't get your moisturized hands off my body.
Jersey's finest, DJ Louis Stacks.
I'm like, hey, what's up, hello? Since you're pretty, soon as you came in the door. I just wanna chill, got a sack for us to roll. Married to the money, introduced her to my stove. Showed her how to whip it, now she remixing for low. She my track queen, let her hit the band. We be counting up, watch how far them bands go. We just set a goal, talking about the Lambos. I'm 56 a gram, 500 grams though. Man, I swear I love it, how she work the damn pole. Hit the strip club, we be letting bands go. Everybody hate who we just call them fans though. In love with the money, I ain't never letting go. In love with my baby, baby, I just love them all, I'm getting fly with my baby guy. And I can ride with my baby, baby, I'll be in the kitchen cooking pies with my baby guy. And I can ride with my baby, baby, I just love them all, I'm getting fly with my baby guy. And I can ride with my baby, baby, I'll be in the kitchen cooking pies. And I'm going to say hello. See Joe pretty soon as you came in the door. I just want to chill, got a sack for us to roll. Married to the money, introduced you to my stove. Showed her how to whip it, now she remix it for low. She my track queen, let her hit the bando.
We be counting up, watch up for the bands though. We just said it though, talking about the Lambos. 56 a grand for 100 grand though. Man, I swear I love a hush with the Rambo. Hit the strip club, if you let the bands go. Everybody hate you, we just call the bands though. In love with the money, I ain't never let go. I be smoking dope, you know backwards when I roll. Remy boy, Fetty, eating shit up, that's for sure. You're cooking pause. I'm like, hey, what's up? Hello, since you're pretty. As soon as you came in the door, I just wanna chill. Got a sack for us to roll. Married to the money, introduced her to my stove. Showed her how to whip it, now she remakes it for low. She my track queen, let's hit the beat though. We be counting up, watch up all them bands go. We just said it though, talking about your Lambos. 56 a grand, 500 grand.
Hello, everybody. Welcome back to Clubhouse Radio, broadcasting to you live on 90.7 FM, WGXE, Acre, Catskill, Hudson, and Wayfarm.org. I am your host, DJ Cola. I am joined by...
Oh, hi. Hello, DJ Tony.
And your main man himself, DJ Sosa, you are.
In today's show, we're going to be putting all the characters against each other from DC, from Marvel, from Dragon Ball... from video games, from SpongeBob, you know, and we're gonna see who's the strongest because we got a wheel we're gonna spin. But before we do that, we're gonna play you all into the news and weather.
From the WGXE newsroom, this is the WGXE Daily News. Joshua Solomon reports for the Times Union that with few businesses or communities willing to build new, much-needed affordable housing, Governor Kathy Hochul wants to turn the former downstate correctional facility in Fishkill in Dutchess County into a residential development. Developers could get up to $8 million in state grants to turn the 80-acre site from a maximum security facility with space for 1,200 inmates into a housing development at least 20% affordable housing units. The site is near a retail distribution center for Gap Incorporated, a minor league baseball stadium, and a semiconductor business. Fishkill is 4 miles north of Beacon and 14 miles south of Poughkeepsie, where there are Metro North Railroad stops. New York began taking bids from developers on July 20th. Read more about this story in the Times Union. Mid-Hudson News reports that after a Wall Street Journal story said hundreds of communities across the country, including Wappingers Falls and Dutchess County, have lead telecommunications cables leaching into the ground, Congressperson Pat Ryan and Governor Kathy Hochul are upset. Both are demanding telecommunications companies remove lead cables from around the country. Ryan, who represents the 18th Congressional District, has written the CEOs of Verizon, AT&T, and U.S. Telecom, requesting they remove the toxic lead cables. In Wappingers Falls, one lead cable runs along the perimeter of a children's playground and basketball court.
The Environmental Protection Agency recommends that children avoid soil containing more than 400 parts of lead per million, but samples taken on the local playground tested at 850 parts per million. Hochul has ordered an investigation into the issue and closed the Wappinger Falls Park while the soil there goes under further testing. Read more about this story at Mid-Hudson News. Nick Reisman reports for New York State of Politics that many Republicans in the state legislature want to ban smoking cannabis in public places in New York after 2 years of legislation with few stores open for sales. State Senator George Borrello said, and I quote, "State residents, including children, are now regularly assailed with the pungent odor of marijuana on public sidewalks and parking lots and other public spaces. Many New Yorkers don't want to be subjected to it. Many New Yorkers don't want to be exposed to either the effects of marijuana smoke or its smell and don't want their children to be subjected to it," end quote. State cannabis regulators announced a process this week to sell cannabis at large events and festivals as they get continued criticism for the slow rollout of stores. Republicans want to fine folks smoking cannabis in public up to $125. Read more about this story at New York State of Politics. And that wraps up the WGXC Daily News. You can visit our website at WGXC.org for local weather updates, public meetings, a community calendar, or COVID-19 updates. And while you're there, please click on the donate button to become a WGXC sustaining supporter or make a one-time donation. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a nice weekend.
Hello and welcome to the better weather for Friday, July 21st. Local early morning temperatures range from 61 degrees in Tannersville to 71 in Skodak. Regional average soil temperature is 72 degrees. Pollen levels for today have cratered. Sensors are showing minimal levels today, and this weekend should only make it into low territory. Trees and ragweed are done for now, just grasses will be popping up. Air quality will be good today. Smoke should be not present at ground levels. This morning, a traditional wall of rain passes from west to east. Some people may be woken up by a bang of thunder. Midday will have a lull in precipitation, and some people could even see spots of blue sky, but don't be swayed. After a brief high temperature of 80 degrees at 3 p.m., then both the temperature and rain drop, looking heaviest around 6 p.m. Some places could see thunder, damaging winds, and hail. Rain should end for all by midnight, but around 10 p.m. it should be comfortable enough for most to switch from air conditioning to cool outside air. It will dip to 60 degrees overnight. Then, Saturday will be, well, pretty darn nice. Most of the day will be very comfortable with partly cloudy skies and a high of 82 at 6 p.m. Then, get this, 58 comfortable sleeping degrees overnight takes us into a sunnier and warmer Sunday with a high of 84. Monday, temperatures still looking up, but not the dew points. A high of 86 is possible, along with afternoon rain. Today's tide schedule is low tide at 12:06 a.m., high tide at 5:56 a.m., low tide at 12:47 p.m., then high tide once again at 6:48 p.m. Today's river temperature will be 75 degrees, and the tide strength will be average. Sunset today will be at 8:12 p.m., sunrise tomorrow will be at 5:34 a.m. Looking way up, we see X-class flare chances have dropped to 5%. A weak Hadouken hit yesterday, and though it didn't do much, but if it weakened our magnetosphere enough, today's coronal mass ejection may do some damage. Check out the Better Weather Telegram channel or NOAA.gov for more info. Plasma winds will be slow at 399 kilometers per second with an average density of 8 protons per cubic centimeter. Radio propagation conditions are currently fair below 4 megahertz till dark, then fair across the board overnight. There are low chances of aurora tonight. The current sunspot number is 131, And this has been The Better Weather, brought to you by the Catskill Makers Syndicate, who remind you, yeah, everything is getting real hot, but you know what's cool? Your neighbors and the chorus of honesty coming out of your speaker. That means all the cool kids like to chill at WGXE.org. Lots of community stuff to find there, and don't forget that donate button. Sustaining supporters are just the coolest.
Last week, been a whole year, but it feel like last week when I was your boy falling hard in the back streets. But you were there to catch me. Then I grew up and the sun got cloudy. Used to feel the sun on my skin, yeah, it's sappy. That's the last time I was truly happy. So I'm asking, if I fell down right now, would you catch me? Down right now, which baby, would you catch me? I'ma let go, all I know is I need you to catch me. Would you catch me? I ain't written one more song since she left me. Trauma in my memories, when I try to hold you, my body doesn't let me. So baby, would you catch me? Oh, baby, would you catch me? Baby, would you catch me? Make it alright, I fell in love. You catch me, look in my eyes, tell me there's something new. I got issues with my trust, I don't wanna fall in love, so I guess I'm falling out of it, come help me adjust. I got issues with my I got issues from my past, come and put them in the past. Cause baby I'm falling fast, like three digits on my dash, swerving through the back streets, don't you let me crash, please. Catch me, baby, would you catch me? I'ma let go, all I know is I need you to catch me. Would you catch me? I ain't been one of those songs since you left me. Throwing my memories, when I try to hold you, my body doesn't let me. So baby, would you catch me? Baby, would you? If I fell down right now, would you catch me? If I fell down right now,
hello everybody, welcome back to Clubhouse Radio, broadcasting to you live on 90.7 FM, WGXE, Catskill Lake, Hudson, and Wavefarm.org. I am your host today, DJ Cola, and I am joined with
DJ Shamani
and DJ Sosa.
And today, we're doing a little bit of a brawl beatdown, a fictional character fight, if you will. So we have a wheel with a bunch of different characters. I'll just read off a few, like Batman, Sonic, Goku,
Ben 10, Finn and Jake,
a guy with a gun,
Naruto,
a guy with a gun. That's actually right? A thing.
Yeah. Yes, bro.
Oh, I wanted to include some real life fighters, so I put Mike Tyson, a guy with a gun, and the entire U.S. Army.
So what we're gonna do, right, is we're gonna find like
entire U.S. Army is creepy.
Right,
they still get soloed by mad enemy characters. I'm not gonna lie to you.
Oh yeah.
Right. So what I'm thinking we should do is spin the wheel, play both of their theme songs. And then say who we think would win.
Who theme songs?
The characters.
Oh. Okay.
All right. So I'm gonna do three spins. Here we go. Three, two, one, one.
Oh, like a
two.
Like a brawl. Three. Like a
yeah. Type. All right. First one.
Oh, now that's wild. He might actually take
SpongeBob.
What the hell?
SpongeBob. First fighter. One, two, three. All right, second fighter.
We got Bill Cipher.
I don't know who that is.
The dude, the little triangle dude from like Gravity Falls.
Oh, Bill. Wait. Nah, Bill killing that man. Yeah, have you not watched Gravity Falls? That man is literally the Illuminati as a cartoon.
Yeah, isn't his weakness like gold or something?
No, bro. No. Bill Cipher has no weakness.
But then again, SpongeBob don't really got no weakness either. SpongeBob never really like, you can't died. Kill him. You can't kill him. That man done...
I guess you could take him out of water. Like,
he's going to absorb the water, and then he's going to be super, super SpongeBob.
Nah, bro.
Dang, but wait, who would win that?
Or SpongeBob would really just sit in the water.
I don't know.
Can't really go in water.
I mean, but Bill can also manipulate the water so it doesn't...
Can he turn into other people, too?
Yeah. I think my money is actually on Bill, like, because
Bill has the powers to, like, really just mess up your head, man.
SpongeBob has been shown to be weak against, like, getting cooked alive, like, in that one movie.
Oh, yeah. Okay, so as long as you stay away from...
And Bill Cipher can manipulate, like, if there's water or not. So I feel like he actually has this, as much as I love SpongeBob.
Bill Cipher? All right, cool. All right, second round. 1, 2, 3. Now, do you want to do, like, a elimination, like a bracket? Or, like, cool.
You're going to have to help us with this one.
Kaneki.
I don't know much from
Kaneki from Tokyo Ghoul.
Or Tokyo Ghoul.
I picked this one. Versus... Let's see. The Avatar.
Who?
The Avatar.
Versus who?
The Airbender?
Kaneki.
Watch Tokyo Ghoul.
Yeah, you want to rewind that?
He like the main character.
Let's give
like,
him a different... Let's
so
give
probably
Avatar
the main character in Tokyo Ghoul, if it's probably anything
he's
Dragon
tough.
Ball...
He's tough.
With Goku?
He's probably
finishing that Avatar. He's tough.
Let's give Avatar a different...
Do you want to give him a different version?
Yeah.
Give
I feel like Avatar is a good opponent to have, too.
Different person. Here we go. All right, Avatar versus Cyborg.
Cyborg? He's a robot. The Avatar bleeds. Cyborg don't bleed. You just got to... Actually, not, because you can really just throw water on that man. And the Avatar beating the water on
her. And the Avatar knows all four elements.
He can metal bend. He can metal bend the metal in Cyborg, and then he could also, what's it called, blood bend, too.
But Cyborg don't really got blood, though.
He got oil. That's Earth.
What?
No, I don't even think he uses oil. I think it's like...
No, I feel like... I feel like they could use oil, like Earthbenders.
This is harder with unrealistic people.
I think the Avatar is winning this one. I feel
I was going to say the Avatar.
Cyborg got guns in for me. But like, he could...
I feel like the Avatar could use his wind to stop the bullets.
And if the Avatar kills Cyborg, all Cyborg going to do is be rebuilt. You can rebuild Cyborg.
But he'll be a whole different person, though.
Be a different person, but you could still
not if you crushes what's it called, motherboard in a rock.
But the Avatar not doing that; they just going to slice at him, right?
The Avatar wouldn't kill, but at that point, I mean, Cyborg isn't going to fight back.
I want to say that's winning that.
I'm saying Cyborg.
I'm saying the Avatar.
Not me being the deciding vote. Dang, I'm gonna say Avatar.
Yo, DJ Eldot.
I feel like any bullets.
Yo, DJ Eldot, what you gotta say?
Come on, DJ Eldot. Cyborg.
Avatar. Cyborg.
Yeah.
Cyborg.
Of course you're gonna choose, you know. That's it.
Alright, so I guess that's a sliding vote, because I'm not choosing. Alright. Next one. Let's see. Who y'all got? Who we got? Okay. We're not doing Avatar again.
Bruh. He's like, I want a rematch. You guys ain't fair.
Not doing Avatar again. He lost. Who else?
Ooh, okay.
Ant-Man. Y'all watch Ant-Man?
Ant-Man.
It really depends on who he's fighting.
Y'all remember Ant-Man, right?
Yeah. It really depends on his opponent. Some opponents growing big won't do anything. Like Goku, growing big ain't gonna do anything.
Who you think?
Wait, who is it?
Robin
versus who?
Ant-Man whooping him.
Just gonna turn big as hell.
Ant-Man whooping him.
I'm not gonna lie. You know wherever Robin's sliding,
though?
Batman's sliding. So like, Robin is a sidekick. He doesn't go on missions by himself.
Yes, he does. Teen Titans.
What? He had a whole though. Team with him. Including Cyborg. But if we're just talking one-on-ones, then Ant-Man got that.
I don't know. Robin's got some gadgets that Batman
will. Literally will just step on Robin. He will get so big that he cannot outrun his foot.
But I don't know, because don't...
I feel like him shrinking would actually be more useful against Robin. Because Robin's have
dropped... Don't people in DC bones. Have people like our aunt that are like Ant-Man?
Yeah.
But it's a one-on-one, bro. If you're factoring in other people, then you got to do that on both sides. And that becomes a whole different argument.
You're right. You're right. Mm. We're going to say Ant-Man got that, just to like... All right.
Who you say when? You said Ant-Man, L-Dot?
Ant-Man, tight. Yo.
Tell all that's like being so quiet until I get involved.
We're got the whole mic right here.
Be here with DJ L. Yeah,
you
want
to skip that one?
Yeah. DJ L. Okay, so this I guess we gotta pick people that are like on some like tag team type. So this one we got Grim Reaper from Billy and Mandy.
I don't know what that is.
Grim Reaper, like the Grim Reaper.
I know
from
what the
Billy
Grim Reaper is, but I don't know what
Billy and Mandy, like that little Cartoon Network show, like
no,
nah, you never watched.
Probably was just the Grim Reaper. So
yeah. Oh, we just doing Grim Reaper now.
Yeah,
all
we
right.
can just do Grim Reaper. All
right,
the Grim versus Grim Reaper. He touches you, you die.
Yeah, you right.
But if it's somebody who can get range,
so how are you supposed to hit the Grim? How are you supposed to kill the Grim?
Ooh. Oh, how does wicked? Ooh. How does wicked?
Well, I think
Grim Reaper versus Danny Phantom.
Danny Phantom's already dead.
He already ghost kick.
Danny Phantom's already dead. I think he takes the W here
against death. Bro,
against death, he's already a ghost.
But you can't kill
the Grim Reaper.
The Grim Reaper either.
Could he possess him?
No, you can't possess the Grim Reaper. He's literally a soul taker. How you going to possess somebody that?
Death is an entity that has no
yeah, I'm calling this one
living body.
It's like you have a ghost. Well, nah, because I feel like death, he'll just like vanish Danny's soul.
Do you think death can like perma erase your soul, stop you from being a ghost?
Oh no, bro. Oh no, Danny. This one going to be tied. All right. Next one. What we got? You already lost. I'm removing you.
We'll say Raven.
I'm removing you, gang.
Because it was close to Cyborg.
Okay.
We got Cyborg again, but we're going to say Raven. They were right next to each other.
I'm going
to
just respawn.
Okay, never
mind. Ooh, okay. Goku versus Vegeta? Nah. Thanos. Thanos first. I'm not sure yet. We gonna see right now.
Depending on who it is, we're gonna limit his Infinity Stones.
No, you can't.
No, that's crazy.
With the Goku?
Iron Man.
Thanos.
I mean, it's canon. It already kind of happened.
Yeah,
well,
Thanos. Didn't Thanos whoop that butt?
All I'm saying is it only happened because Iron Man did have a bunch of allies. On a one-on-one, Thanos would have won.
Bro,
but like
Iron Man is nah.
He's inevitable.
Lost, but he lost.
Thanos is
that's
Thanos.
Canon.
Guys.
We're not talking one on one. If it's Iron Man versus Thanos, it's over. Bro.
All I'm saying is
are we talking about Infinity Stones versus Infinity?
Yes.
Stones?
Thanos is Thanos, but Iron Man is inevitable.
I feel like that's tied because if they both got the stones, I feel like that could be tied.
No, just. I'm thinking Iron Man like 2008
Iron Man
with
got
just regular red and yellow suit.
Iron Man's got two of the stones. Thanos has got two of the stones, and they're fighting for one in the middle.
No. Let's say.
It depends on which one has which, but they do different things.
Cause for all we know, Thanos could have the Time Stone and like all this.
Time Stone is
kind of that's kind of broken. Oh my god, that's broken, my boy.
Who won in that?
Come on, gang. Talking to Mike, bro.
Thanos?
You're here, gang. You're in the room, gang.
So Thanos or Iron
Man? Thanos? Right.
I mean, Thanos.
If it's...
Word.
Because he got all them rings, he mad strong.
All right. Cool. Thank you for your communication and being a part of this talk.
Yeah, if it's just a 1v1, Thanos is taking it.
Thanos is taking
that,
bro.
Iron Man only won because he had the allies. I think he's
wait, wait, like the straight ones. Because if it's straight ones, for
what are we talking about? The same people?
If it's straight ones, Thanos.
Yeah, bro. Thanos got super strength. But I'm not gonna lie, I'm biased towards Iron Man. I think Iron Man would have won that, but that's me.
We keep on getting. Oh, ooh.
Ben 10. I know y'all watched Ben 10. But,
all right, Ben 10.
All right.
I want to get Ben 10 versus Ditto. Imagine that.
Hell, Ditto is.
The Pokemon.
They don't like that little pink gum.
Like, so just like all the Pokemon.
Batman? Okay.
Batman versus Ben 10. Batman beating that.
No, what? No, I'm sorry. I'm saying Ben 10.
Bro, Batman versus Ben 10 is a little kid still. He still has a little kid mindset.
He can
mindset.
Turn into God.
No, he can't.
He can.
Bro, Ben 10.
Alien X, bro. Alien X.
He can turn into God. Bro, Batman can just straight up be God.
Look. If we're talking about Batman, I mean, we have to talk about year one Batman. If we're doing that, bro. If we're talking about Batman, bro.
Year one Batman is still fire.
What?
The thing is, Batman, I feel like, could find a way to try to break.
To beat 10 aliens?
To break the watch.
It's unbreakable. It's unbreakable.
No, it's not. We see the. It's unbreakable. See how he's talking about. So don't broke in the movie, in the
bro.
Game, so.
But like, I feel like Batman could still find a way. But it was Ben that broke it. I feel like Ben that broke it.
So you would find a way for Ben to break it.
I feel like Batman would still find a way, even if it is unbreakable. Like straight up cutting his hand off.
You think Batman will cut a kid hand off?
If he's trying to actually fight to win, I think Ben 10 would start the fight. Ben 10 wouldn't start the fight with Alien X. Knowing Ben 10.
He gonna start the fight with like forearms
Diamond.
Or something.
Yeah, he's gonna start the fight head. With like Diamond Head forearms or like Fire Blast. He blasts. Yeah. One of those three, right?
Is it Fire Blast? Alright, no, I'm not gonna lie. I'm sorry. I think Ben 10's taking it.
It depends. If Batman can take Ben 10 out while he's goofing around, then that's Batman's W.
Yeah,
but
Ben 10 is the type. He's gonna get cocky.
Ben,
he's gonna
Ben
start 10
type goofy.
He is.
I forgot that Ben 10 type goof.
Batman will take advantage.
Yeah,
of
you
that.
Right.
He's an experienced
you right.
fighter.
You right.
Even if what's it called? Wrist. Can you get the wrist off or bracelet off?
No.
Yeah, I thought so.
And unless Ben wants you to.
Yeah. Okay.
But, like, it can't, like, he, like, even if you, like, if you try to attack it, it's, like, it gets, like, a force field. Like, you can't take it off, like, type.
I feel like Batman would also do some stuff where it's, like.
Just to mess with him?
No, not even, what's it called? If he can't tap his wrist with the watch.
Yeah.
So, if Batman just, like, tied his arms together or something, or, like, immobilized his arms, that's all it would take.
Nah, Because Ben has done something like that before.
Sure,
you said what?
Sorry, you sure that's all they would take?
Think so?
For Ben 10? If he's just a little kid and he's, like, tied up and his arms can't
hit the watch. But if we're talking about, like, teenage, basically, like, version of, like, adult Ben 10?
Adult Ben 10, yeah, he's...
Adult Ben 10 is damn.
Yeah, I think that's fair.
He's doing grease.
Adult Ben 10 got it, but...
It depends which Ben 10.
He's too immature. He's gonna
little kid Ben 10's taking the L, but if he's grown up, then he's getting W.
Yeah. All right. Well, we about to get into some music, bro. So that way we have some time to relax and join. So this your song because you picked this. Come on, say the song.
Oh, okay. I got you. This is Drama by AJR.
There you go. We'll be back.
When did all my friends become so loud? We act like reality shows, probably 'cause reality blows. When did all my friends become so loud? We traded our boring lives for MTV storylines. Why? Recently he said that she said that we said some things that you wouldn't believe. Recently he said that she said that he said some things about me. So we're caught up in drama. Everybody's talking. We're caught up in problem. Everybody's talking. Hold up, can we make it stop? Hold up, but I'm so caught up in drama. Everybody's talking now. When did all our problems get so small? We break up with lovers and friends, make love to the rumors instead. Maybe we're addicted to it all. The drama is dangerous, but it's so exciting to us.
From the WGXC newsroom, this is the WGXC News Update. Andrea Mako reports for Porcupine Soup that Republicans Mark Molinaro and Elise Stefanik and Democrat Pat Ryan voted for a bill that prohibits schools from being used as shelters for migrants, while Democrats Paul Tonko voted against. Molinaro said, and I quote, "Schools are places for academics, athletics, community services, and places where children like mine receive vital therapy. They are not migrant shelters," end quote. The bill does not ban using schools as shelters for other reasons, such as weather emergencies. It also has very little chance of ever becoming law by passing the Senate and getting the president's signature. Ryan was among only four Democrats voting for the proposal, and Molinaro sponsored the bill. The White House released a statement saying the bill, and I quote, would supersede local control, interfering with the ability of states and municipalities to effectively govern and make decisions about their school buildings, end quote. Republicans usually favor local control and less federal regulation, but not this time. Read more about this story at Porcupine Soup. Nick Reisman reports at New York State of Politics that Governor Kathy Hochul's administration announced this week $15 million to expand electric vehicle charging infrastructure in New York, but some activists don't think Hochul is doing enough to fight climate change. Alex Beecham of Food and Water says, and I quote, "Climate change is already here and we're already paying for it. So not only do we need to move the state off fossil fuels, we also need an enormous amount of money to deal with the impacts of climate change that are already here and are going to get worse," end quote. NYPRG's Blair Horner wants a bill passed forcing companies deemed responsible for pollution to pay for necessary infrastructure changes. And I quote, "They're responsible. They lied about the threat, undermined the science, and bamboozled the public, and now we're going to pay the price," end quote. Read more about this story at New York State of Politics. Jesse McKinley reports in the New York Times that next month, British endurance athlete Lewis Pugh plans to swim the entire 315-mile length of the Hudson River from the Adirondacks to New York City. Pugh said, and I quote, "I've been looking for a river for many, many years which could tell the story about all rivers, and always every single time it comes back to the Hudson," end quote. Pugh has previously swam the 325-mile English Channel. He could catch possible infections from everything from, and I quote, "human sewage and rat infestation," end quote, to poisoning from mercury left over from the Hudson's industrial past. Pugh says he thinks the Hudson River is much less polluted now than in the past. And I quote, "it shows how a river can be misused, then cared for, and turn around its fate. And so it gives hope to people who live on the Ganges, the people who live on the Yangtze, the Nile, the Seine, or here in England on the River Thames. That river can be saved," end quote. Read the full story in the New York Times. And that wraps up the WGXE News Update. You can visit our website at WGXE.org for local weather updates, public meetings, a community calendar, or COVID-19 updates. And while you're there, please click on the donate button to become a WGXE sustaining supporter or make a one-time donation. From the WGXE Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a nice weekend.
My friends get so loud. When did my friends get so loud? Recently he said that she said that we said some things that you wouldn't believe. Recently he said that she said that we said that he said some things about me. So wake up in drama.
About me every night before you go to sleep. I know you must be terrified of what you might see in your dreams, but I'm here for Look at mine. Don't be scared, there's no such thing.